Chapter 16. Bobby had walked two blocks from the diner when the sleek black Lincoln town car pulled alongside him. A darkened window purred down. Bobby took one look inside and cursed.
"Don't you have a hobby?"
he asked Harris Reed, who was slowing down the sedan to match Bobby's walking speed. A string of irritated honks promptly sounded from the traffic behind him.
"Get in," Harris said.
"No. My employers would like to talk to you. Tell them to file another lawsuit."
"They're very powerful people, Officer Dodge. The right conversation with them and all your troubles could go away."
"How wonderfully patronizing of them."
He picked up his step.
"Still walking."
Harris changed tactics. "Come on, Officer Dodge. You killed their son. Surely you can give them 10 minutes of your time." Bobby's footsteps slowed. Harris braked the car.
"That's not fighting fair,"
Bobby said with a scowl. He reluctantly opened the car door. Harris grinned like an asshole. The Gagnons were ensconced at the Hotel LaRue, a new high-end hotel across from the public garden. Apparently there were too many reporters at their multi-million-dollar Beacon Hill townhouse, so they'd been forced to retire here. Mrs. Gagnon, Bobby was informed, could barely eat or sleep. Judge Gagnon had booked a luxurious penthouse suite with round-the-clock masseuse to help ease her nerves. Harris was chatty about his employers, how the Gagnons were originally from Georgia, so don't be surprised by their southern accent. Mrs. Gagnon had been a real, genuine debutante, complete with satin dress and bouffant hair, when she'd met James Gagnon back in 62. The money came from her side, actually, but the judge was an ambitious law student even back then. Her family had approved the match, and her daddy was preparing to set up Jimmy at his own law firm. Sadly, Mary Ann's entire family, mother, father, younger sister, died in a fiery car crash a week before the wedding. Needless to say, Mary Ann had been devastated. In an attempt to comfort his shattered fiancée, Jimmy had whisked her away from the state. They'd moved to Boston, tied the knot in a small civil ceremony, and made a fresh start. In the good news department, they'd gotten pregnant right away. In the bad news department, their baby, the original James Jr., was born sickly. The infant had died in a matter of months, and James and Mary Ann had returned to Georgia for one more funeral, burying their son in the family plot in Atlanta. 2 years later, young Jimmy had arrived, and James and Mary Ann hadn't looked back since. Bobby thought it was creepy they'd named the second child the same as the first. The first boy was Junior, the second Jimmy, Harris told him. Bobby still thought it was creepy. Entering the penthouse suite, Bobby's first thought was that the Gagnons knew how to make an impression. The space boasted Italian marble floors, expensive antiques, and a vast bank of windows draped in enough silk to exhaust a worm farm. The high-end hotel suite provided the perfect backdrop for its high-end occupants.